Hey, is this thing on? Of course it's on. It's Wednesday, and it's time to do an important bit of programming called, well, the Steve Gruber Show. The FBI is tainted over if only Hillary had won. President Trump will recognize Jerusalem. That could be a big, well, a big to-do, to say the least. Bake the cake, the Supremes dance with religious freedom. Conyers decides it's time to retire and picks his unqualified son for replacement. And white people should be killed, says a college professor. I say we should all live together, happy, harmonious, and listening to the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it, my friends. Glad to have you here for the conversation. There's going to be a monumental change in U.S. policy today. 70 years ago, Harry Truman, or Harry S. Truman, if you prefer, the S, of course, standing for absolutely nothing, declared Israel an independent nation, recognized its sovereignty. And today, in a monumental and momentous shift of policy for the United States, President Donald Trump set to officially recognize Jerusalem as the official undivided capital of Israel, and invite and initiate the process of relocating the U.S. Embassy to the city from Tel Aviv. That coming from senior administration officials. Now, this promise had been put out there by numerous presidential candidates over the last 30 or 40 years, but none ever followed through. Many made the promise, including Barack Obama, to recognize Jerusalem, but none ever followed through, citing that it was too dangerous, but that's going to change today. The announcement expected at 1 o'clock today, and this, we are told, will be met with a day of rage. A day of rage from Hamas and other Arab groups who say this will not stand. And you wonder what prompts this. Of course, the president has a terrific relationship with Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel. And the move ends the longtime policy that Jerusalem's final statues would be determined by peace talks. But Hamas calling for a day of rage coming on Friday, urging Palestinians to protest Donald Trump's plan to recognize Jerusalem as the capital. The group designated a terrorist organization by the United States is encouraging Palestinians, including in an official Arabic statement, to send a message with all available means to Israel after the upcoming Friday prayers. Donald Trump's announcement means that people will die. That doesn't mean it's the wrong thing to do. It just means that people will die. Something the United States, like I said, has promised for so very long. Now, this warning follows reports that after today's announcement at 1 o'clock that the embassy plans will begin to be moved to the Holy City, though that process could take years to complete. Hamas's English social media accounts, which tend to offer a watered-down version of hostile statements, said the Palestinian leadership urges Palestinians to organize demonstrations against Israel and the U.S. Days of rage actually could begin today, go through tomorrow and Friday, say many. Jerusalem, they say, is the capital of Palestine. Its religious, historic, and civilizational status fundamental to the Arabs, Muslims, and the world at large. Its Islamic and Christian holy places belong exclusively to the Palestinian people and to the Arab and Islamic Ummah. The charter reads, not one stone of Jerusalem can be surrendered or relinquished. The measures undertaken by the occupiers in Jerusalem, such as Judaization, settlement building, and establishing facts on the ground, are fundamentally null and void. Multiple Middle Eastern countries have come out against the decision to recognize Jerusalem, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan saying Monday that moving the capital was a red line for Muslims. Turkey, as I might remind you, is a member of NATO, an ally of the United States. What does this red line mean, sir? What does the red line really mean? We're going to continue to follow this story as it develops today, of course. Keep you informed on everything that happens, but there's going to be a lot of noise made over this one. Meanwhile, in Alabama, other political lines drawn. For and against Roy Moore. Latest polling showing him leading by 7 points. Another poll showing his opponent, Doug Jones, that came out a couple of days ago, leading by 4 points. The Alabama Republican accused of immoral relationships, I suppose would be the best way to put it, with teenagers, some as young as 14. 40 years ago. But some are saying, and I don't discount this point, that a Moore victory in Alabama may cost more than it's worth. Donald Trump now fully on board with Roy Moore, the former Supreme Court Chief Justice of Alabama, who was removed from that post after he brought the Ten Commandments into the courthouse and refused to have them removed. But Democrats are already planning to use Moore against the Republicans around the country. They will use Roy Moore as the poster child for being a Republican. That's what they will do. They will wrap the Republicans in everything Roy Moore. And therein lies a problem politically, possibly going forward for the Republicans. Do not discount the fact that Roy Moore is going to be used as a hammer against the Republicans. Now, that decision coming up December the 12th, my guess is that Roy Moore wins there. I don't live in Alabama. I can't give you a firm prediction, but I would say, on balance, Roy Moore wins by 5 points. That's my guess going in. Roy Moore wins by 5 points. Maybe better. So we'll keep an eye on that, because that's extremely important as well, because it also maintains a 52-48 Republican majority in the United States Senate. Meantime, in Nevada, Dean Heller, the Republican senator there, doing well now that he is supporting tax reform, helping his standing, his numbers in the state of Nevada, where he is considered to be the most vulnerable Republican in the country in the 2018 midterm elections. I think the Republicans come out of the midterms with more senators than they have now. Oh, and by the way, John Conyers decided to retire yesterday. I'll mention that coming up in just a moment. It's 14 after. Welcome to it. It's the Steve Gruber Show.